Hallelujah. Matthew 16. We're going to get right to it. Turn to your neighbor and say, get to it. Matthew 16, verse 13. Let's speak it. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they answered and said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And he said to them, but who do you say that I am? So he went to ask them about the world's view, which they understood. Then they wanted to, Jesus wanted to know their view. And Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against you. Now this is powerful. These gates are of Hades is known as the gates of hell, or they're called dimensional ports. Everyone say dimensional ports. God is bringing them revelation. I don't think they really got it yet. Then he says something to them. He says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. In other words, I'm going to give you the keys to shut these dimensional portals. I'm going to give you the keys to open and to shut. Does everybody understand it? Why? These are portals of travel. And it's our responsibility to block them, of the powers of darkness, dimensional ports. Everybody get this? Dimensional portals. They are portals of travel. Matthew 7, in verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to what? Life or to what? Eternal life, heaven. And there are few who find it narrow. It's a narrow portal. Why is it narrow? Because it's to prevent evil from coming through. So whose responsibility to shut and block these portals of demonic forces? Ours. Job chapter 2 and verse 1 through 3. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Now, these were the angels. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth. In other words, through a what? Portal. And from walking back and forth on the earth. Well, you're not going to walk through a portal. You're going to cruise through a portal. It's a dimensional portal. Does everybody understand that? Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there's none like him on the earth? A blameless and upright man who fears God, shuns evil, and still he holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without a cause. Again, to and fro on the earth is going to and fro through portals. These are portals of transportation. Walking back and forth means he was on the earth already. Amen? Why is the Lord giving us this teaching now? Because there's too many portals that have been opened. And we need to continue to, because many of us have been praying against them, calling destructive fire down on them, and binding them and blocking them, but not enough are. Genesis 6 and verse 1. Now it came to pass when men began to multiply in the face of the earth, and the daughters were born to them, that the sons of God, the angels, fallen angels, saw the daughters of men that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were men; those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now, there's something I want to share on this, because when the serpent was in the garden to serve Adam, the serpent was in the garden to serve Adam. Portals were closed. The portals were closed. The demonic portals, dimensional ports, were closed. Does everybody understand? Until the transgression of the idolatry with the serpent was open. And how was it open? Through the womb of the woman. It was known as a portal. He couldn't get through any other portal. They were all shut. So what did he do? He fornicated with the woman. Does everybody understand that? That's when the portal opened and things started all over again. Hello? And it was a dimensional port of new birth through the woman. Does everybody get it? That's why she's called a what? Woman. Woman. With a womb. It's a portal. It's a place of new birth. So because God had shut all other dimensional portals, he had to use a woman to come back in. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. Genesis 3, verse 14. Of course, after Adam and Eve both fell and they didn't eat fruits from the tree. Hello? The serpent deceived Eve. And then Eve deceived Adam, producing offsprings. So the Lord God said to the serpent, Because you have done this, you are cursed more than cattle, all the cattle, and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put what? Enmity or hatred between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. And he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. Why? Because she was pregnant. Amen? In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Then to Adam he said, Because you have heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree, or partaken from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, You shall not eat of it. Curses the ground for your sake. You shall toil. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb in the field. In sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are dust, and to dust you shall return. You know, one of the things is, people wonder, well, how come God was so judgmental on them? First of all, they knew. It's not like they didn't know. God walked with them face to face in the garden multiple times. You don't think questions were asked, and you don't think God answered them? They knew what to do. God warned them over and over and over. Did every warn you more than once? Well, let me tell you, I'm sure he warned Adam and Eve more than once. That's how we got lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. Amen? So in this, they were warned multiple times. and they refused. Eve refused. She got sucked in, and then she sucked her husband in. She became pregnant. In fact, the Bible tells us that Seth was the first son of Adam, not Cain or Abel. Seth was. Amen? I'm not going to get into all that. Hallelujah. But, again, Eve was the mother of the dimensional port of new birth. That's why God hates abortion. God hates abortion. But the devil loves abortion. Does everybody get it? Because now that Eve was the mother of all living, all life. Now many people have been taken captive by the powers of darkness, and they impregnate them and then offer their children up to be offered to Satan. In Leviticus 20, in verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, again you shall say to the children of Israel, whoever of the children of Israel or of the strangers who dwell in Israel who gives any of his descendants to Moloch, they shall surely be put to death. Now, why were they offering their children to Moloch? To maintain open portals. Because that's how they got favor. By opening up a portal. What do you think happened to 9/11? It opened up a portal. What do you think war does? Opens up portals. Why? All the gathering of blood opens up dimensional portals of darkness. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from his people because he has given some of his descendants to Moloch. To defile my sanctuary and profane my holy name. It was an iron statue of Moloch that had arms sticking out. And they used to throw the children on and watch them fry. And if the people of the land should in any way hide their eyes from the man when he gives some of his descendants to Moloch, and they do not kill him, then I will set my face against that man, against his family, and I will cut him from his people and all who prostitute themselves with him to commit a harlotry with Moloch. And a person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I will set my face against that person and I'll cut him off from his people. Again, people were prostituting their children. They were participating in maintaining dimensional ports open to wickedness so that they could practice witchcraft and have favor. See, powers of darkness favor people with bloodshed, human bloodshed. Why? Because it keeps their portals open. Does everybody get that? Acts 16, in verse 16. Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with the spirit of divination met us, who brought their masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaimed to us the way of salvation. And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. But when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought him to the magistrates and said, these men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe. Then a multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. And having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. How many of you going to sing hymns to God while you're shackled and after you've just been whipped to beat, bleeding, in pain, sweating, sores? Hello. And they were singing hymns. Hallelujah. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called out with a loud voice, saying, "Do not do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, ran in, fell down, trembling before Paul and Silas, and he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them to the same took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and his family were baptized. Now, when he had brought them into the house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all of his household. Now, is that powerful or what? You know, but what happened there was, you know, with the girl, she was there to open a dimensional port all the time. But Paul shut it up. He shut it. Boom. And they could no longer profit off of her, because the demons were no longer coming in and out. Amen? Because she was a challenger. She channeled demons. Enemy does what an enemy does for destruction, God brings for reconstruction. Amen? And he brings deliverance and salvation. That's all you need to do, is stay positioned. No matter what's going on, keep praising. Don't be grumpy. Wasn't that one of the seven dwarfs or something? Grumpy? Deuteronomy 18 and verse 9. The Lord told him, "When you come into the land which the Lord your God has given you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead." You know, calling up the dead is one who prays to the dead. It's called necromancy. And that's what the enemy does. How many people pray to Mary? You know, you think about that. That's necromancy. You know what that does? It opens a portal to that individual personally. "For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. For these nations, for you shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you will dispossess, listen to soothsayers and diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed you to do such things." Hallelujah. I mean, you know, all accursed items in a home will open a portal. Those are personal portals to homes and families. You want to make your battle even harder in your home? You need to get rid of those accursed items. 2 Chronicles 33, verse 1. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. Can you imagine a 12-year-old reigning as king for 55 years? He didn't stay 12 for 55 years. He grew. But he did evil in the sight of the Lord according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. For he rebuilt the high places with Hezekiah, his father, which Hezekiah, his father, had broken down. He raised up the altars for Baals and made wood images, and he worshiped all the hosts of heaven and served them. Talk about open portals. He also built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord had said, "In Jerusalem shall my name be forever." And he built altars of all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. Also, he caused his sons to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. He practiced soothsaying, used witchcraft and sorcery, and consulted mediums and spiritists. He did much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. He even set a carved image, the idol which he had made in the house of God, of which God had said to David and Solomon his son, "In this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. And I will not again remove the foot of Israel from the land which I have appointed for her fathers, only if they are careful to do all that I commanded them, according to the whole law and the statutes and the ordinances by the hand of Moses." So Manasseh seduced Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to do much evil than the nations whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they would not listen. Therefore the Lord brought upon them the captives of the army of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh with hooks, bound him with bronze fetters, and carried him off to Babylon. Now when he was in affliction, he implored the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers, and prayed to him. And he received his entreaty, heard his supplications, and brought him back to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. After this, he built a wall outside of the city of David on the west side of Gihon, in the valley as far as the entrance of the fish gate. And it enclosed Ophah, and he raised it to a very great height. Then he put military captains in all the fortified cities of Judah. He took away the foreign gods and the idol from the house of the Lord and all the altars that he had built in the mount of the house of the Lord and in Jerusalem, and he cast them out into the city. He also repaired the altar of the Lord, sacrificed peace offerings and thanksgiving offerings on it, and commanded Judah to serve the Lord God of Israel. Nevertheless, the people still sacrificed on the high places, but only to the Lord their God. So the king's heart got turned, didn't he? And you know what happened? Now think about this. So all those portals that king opened were now shut. It's because God is merciful. Sometimes I don't think we can comprehend God's mercy. Unconditional love. Revelation 12:7. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. How were they cast out? They were sent through what? A portal. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he is a short time." Think about all the portals that the White House has opened. All of the portals, all these abortion clinics. Look at the and how many people died and how many portals they opened in locations, because so much bloodshed. People have no idea how much blood is on their hands because they participated in the killing of innocent human beings in hospitals. nurses and doctors ignorant of what was going on, or chose not to because money blinded them. That's why money is the root of what? All evil. They made big bucks. The government paid them to kill people. Paid them to kill people. Satan's kingdom was cast out, the dimensional portal of travel. Think about Jacob's ladder. He saw angels coming in, up and down. It was a portal. Amen. In a dream, it was a dimensional portal of transportation, travel. Go to 1 Corinthians 10, in verse 14. Let's speak it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, it is not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread. Observe Israel after the flesh. Are not those who eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What am I saying then? That an idol is anything, or what is offered to idols is anything? Rather, that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. You cannot drink of the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and the table of demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. Amen. Eat whatever is sold in the meat market, asking no questions for conscience' sake. For the earth is the Lord's in all its fullness. Hallelujah. Again, the cup of demons. I'll never forget when I went to go pray for somebody in a hospital. And the person was dying. And a friend of this person was a witch. And she came in the same room with me. And I could see her staff and all of her little jingles and so forth. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? He says, I want you to stand at that bed and fold your arms because I don't want you to interfere. I want you to watch. And as soon as that woman, that witch, touched the woman that was ill, that woman went, ugh! And then she took her hand off. And she said, hey, what's up? Then that's okay. And she touched it again. She was a friend of hers. And the woman started screaming again. And she took her hand off. And then the Lord gave me a vision. And the Lord said, she's a cup of demons. And when he said that, I saw a cup and serpent heads coming out of that cup. And that's what that woman was. And every time she went to touch that woman that was in the bed, a serpent bit her. He said, my children are a cup of righteousness. But they're cups of demons. They're serpents. They carry them. Pretty powerful. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 6. Then Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me unto the Jordan. But he said, as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood facing them at a distance, while the two of them stood over by the Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, struck the water, and it was divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. So it was when they had crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, ask what may I do for you before I am taken from you. Elisha said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. And he said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so for you. So he had to keep his eyes on him, didn't he? So then it happened as they continued on and talked that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. Elijah went up by the what? Whirlwind into heaven. What was a whirlwind? It was a portal. And Elisha saw and he cried out, my father, chariot of Israel and its horsemen. So he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. And he also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had also struck the water, it was divided this way and that way. And Elijah crossed over. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, the whirlwind was a dimensional port of travel. Revelation 16, verse 12. And the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its waters was dried up so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. You know, the Euphrates river is drying up. Right now, it's almost dried up. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And they gather them together at a place called in Hebrew Armageddon. So these spirits came from where? The ground. And they came out of the mouths of the dragon and the beast and the false prophet. But they came through a portal. And what were the portals then? Those three individuals. Amen. And I'm going to close at John 14, verse 5. So know that they are doing everything they can. Even CERN. Everybody's ever heard of CERN? CERN is a portal. It's a portal for demonic forces. And there are many other things that they have as portals. We don't have to know where they are. We just got to call destructive fire down them. God knows where they are. Amen. Look how music opens portals. Personal portals. People singing songs of demonic forces don't even know it. And Thomas said to Jesus, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? And Jesus answered and said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except for through me. If you had known me, you would know, have known my Father also. And from now on you know him and have seen him. Wow. Of course, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. Or how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Very powerful. Jesus was proclaiming to be the portal home. I am the way, the truth, and the light. He's the only way home. We go through that portal. Many people, when they have died and gone to heaven, they go through some kind of a chamber light. They don't understand. They're going through like a tunnel. That's the portal. Amen. And the demonic forces all around it. Because the way is what? Narrow. It prevents them from coming in. They can't get in. The light is too strong for them. So we are in a time right now where they're doing everything that they can to open portals, to release demonic activity more and more and more. They're sacrificing children. They're worshiping demons. They're conjuring up demons. All of these things that, I mean, everything is exploding tremendously and moving very, very fast. And we've got to block these things. Amen. So, Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We are honored and blessed, and we touch and agree, Lord, and we bind blind, mute, and deaf, the powers of darkness, and every dimensional port of Satan's kingdom, on the earth, in the earth, in the sea, in the water, in the air, in the heavenlies, in the universe, dimensional realms, folds, moons, planets, asteroids, comets, and space stations. Lord, we call destructive fire down. We touch and agree, and ask that you'll destroy them and block them. And wipe the face of the earth from every demon, the face of Hades, and the face of heaven, and send them to the pit. We touch and agree, and we ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.